Thank you.
Okay, perfect. I'm sorry, we did. Yeah, we need the microphone. Okay, so now we're going to have a wrap-up from the rapporteur on the insights, inputs that we got. Thank you very much to everybody. But let's stick around 5 minutes. Only 5 minutes, and then you can go.
That's all right.
Okay. All yours.
Yeah, I'll do a jester thingy. Okay, so for the few of you that might still have forgotten about what we heard about in the last 2 hours, I'll just do a quick wrap-up. First of all, thank you all for putting forward so many questions. We're very happy to see that many people be interested by public sector and open source and having so very much interest in what our speakers presented. I think maybe... It's all right. I think maybe some of the most interesting comments were first on the presentation of Isa before that, related to clearly the question of the implementation of this act and how to be part of this question of the interoperability assessment. Now, it was also made quite clear that this legislation is not an OS law and that there were many pushbacks again having this made as an OS law instead of having it just as an Interoperability Europe Act. A lot of you also raised question of the open document, of the open format, and how this will be integrated into this regulation. I think this was really nice to hear. And on the question of standardization, there as well, been quite clear that the board would be one of the main actors in the implementation of those. As for the second presentation and the question of the OS strategy, you raised question about the inner source, how to move away from inner source. I think it was also quite clear that it was a first step and that it was really helpful for you. And on the question of incentivizing or having mandatory use of open source and what was the strategy used, which was clearly and trying to understand how open source works, why people adopt it, and trying to avoid having a counter effect by making it too mandatory or strong. Maybe just to finish, I think one last one. Oh, yeah, thank you. One last one was really interesting also on the question of the EIDAS. Thank you for bringing that up. And other regulation like this. So we talked about very specific policy papers or regulations today, but there's a lot of regulation at the EU level that are concerned by open source. And I think it was really interesting to learn about how actually it can be shaped up by this reference implementation and so on. So, yeah. Thank you all. I will finish to write a better report about that later on. Good luck to those who stay. We will start, I think, in a few minutes. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you.